countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, with COVID and Omicron and Storm Barra, we haven't really been worrying much about Brexit this week. But if you are an exporter of certain types of food from Ireland to Britain, Brexit is going to change the way you do business, phased in from the 1st of January. These changes will pose no difficulty for companies that are exporting globally, as they're familiar with similar procedures. But if you're a smaller company exporting to only to Britain or the UK or EU, this will be all new to you. However, help is at hand, and Donal Denver is General Manager of Boardbia UK. He joins us from London to tell us what all this means for Irish producers. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. Now, these procedures are SPS checks. What are they and why are they required?
Okay, well, I was actually listening to Alice earlier there in your programme, and she had such a lovely poem at the end. But I think at the beginning of your conversation, she said, farmers are the link between us and survival. And that's so, so true. And I would say farmers are the lifeblood of what we do at Boardbia. But there is another link in the chain, and I suppose further along the chain, in order for the survival of exports and the thriving of exports to continue in the UK, there is a certain amount of planning and a certain amount of preparation to go in terms of new import controls. So some of the controls have already started, such as customs declarations came in actually at the start of this year already. And the new ones that are coming in the next couple of weeks, as you mentioned there, are so-called SPS controls. And this stands for sanitary and phytosanitary checks. So they refer to certain plant and animal products. And essentially, from the 1st of January, the UK authorities will require pre-notification of these products on their systems from January 1st. And then from July 1st, there'll be a phased approach, July, September, November, depending on what food category that you're producing, where health certificates and physical checks will be required at the point of entry in the UK. So at Boardbia and my team here in London and further afield in Boardbia, what we're advising Irish exporters to GB to do is to discuss this with your customer, discuss it with your importer about how this will work and who will be responsible for doing what at what stage of the supply chain, because it really does vary and it does depend on what kind of a setup you have in terms of exporting to GB. So, you know, people need to have those conversations if they haven't had them already. Map out the supply chain. We can help with this at Boardbia. We've got lots of supports available. You also need to know your ingredients. You need to know what's in your product. And that's especially for the introduction of the health certificates later on next year from July. You can speak to us. You can speak to the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine on this. Also, what we'd like to encourage people to do, or companies to do, is actually to also check whether or not they have been customs compliant since January 1st. And again, we can help with this. These are the controls that already came in. We have lots of supports. We've got one-to-one supports, workshops and training programs, online resources. We actually have a webinar next Thursday, and people can check that out on our website if they'd like to register for that. And again, we'll have colleagues from the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Revenue Commissioners, supply chain experts at that webinar. So please do get in touch with us if you have any questions in relation to this. Our email is brexit@boardbia.ie. You can also check out the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine website, which is really informative on the SPS check side of things, and also Revenue Commissioners on the kind of more custom side of things. So lots of support out there. And as you say, checks are coming in soon.
I know it's things can get so complicated when you hear you've all this kind of extra work to do, and then you start thinking about the costs. I mean, for small producers, is there going to be a cost factor, Donal?
Absolutely. And like, you know, we have to acknowledge that for some smaller companies, they have already faced difficulties in this area this year, and there will be challenges into next year. But actually, and especially, we have to be honest about it, if you're a smaller company, it's more difficult to find the headspace and the bandwidth to do all of this additional administrative work. So the larger companies usually have, you know, specific departments who are dedicated to this and therefore can handle these things a little bit better. But like, you know, you can still plan. And There are positives. Like overall trade from Ireland to the UK actually has been really resilient. We've actually increased our food and drink exports by 5% since 2016, which obviously was the year of the Brexit vote. The UK is still by far our most important export market. It still accounts for 34% of the overall food and drink exports. And there are reasons for that. British consumers love Irish food. You know, we survey them all the time. They have a huge openness and acceptance of Irish food. We always rank number one of any country outside of the UK in these terms. They see us as local, and that means that they trust us. They have similar quality standards. We've got very long-standing trade relationships with the UK and Ireland. There's an interconnectedness and an interdependence and a mutual dependence, actually, between the two countries in this sense. And actually, we did a recent survey and it showed that 80% of Irish companies who currently export to GB expect to grow or maintain their business into GB in the next year. So we are the best prepared country in the world when it comes to the Brexit controls. The support is there. There's no doubt there will be challenges for smaller companies, but you know, given the right headspace and enough time to dedicate this, maybe a bit of extra time to dedicate to it, these are challenges that can be negotiated. And we've
And
seen that in the trade figures that actually, you know,
we
we've done quite
certainly
well
we
over the
have
last few
Donal,
years.
and you are so good to talk to us from London. It a lot of information there. And if you are a small producer who exports to Britain, things are changing. There is help available. You heard it from Donal there from boardbia.ie. There's actually a whole Brexit hub, lots of information and details of upcoming webinars. Donal, thank you so much for talking
Thanks,
to
Martha.
Us on Countrywide this morning.